Job training, the opioid epidemic, and taxes were some of the topics covered during a forum for the candidates for the State Senate, 30th District. WPSU's Ann Danahy reports on the event, co-hosted by organizations at opposite ends of the political spectrum.
If everyone can please give a round of applause for both our candidates. They both came out here.
The candidates were Republican Judy Ward and Democrat Emily Best. The Blair County Tea Party and Indivisible Blair County hosted the event. Indivisible President Aaron Wagner said that type of forum means politicians have to speak to people with a broad range of opinions.
In the current climate in Harrisburg and Washington is that people are having a hard time working together. And if we can do this here in the middle of Blair County, there's no reason they shouldn't be able to do it too.
The 30th State Senate District includes all of Blair and Fulton counties and parts of Huntingdon, Cumberland, and Franklin counties. The incumbent Republican John Eichelberger did not run for re-election. He ran unopposed in 2010 and 2014. It's seen as a safely Republican seat, but the event drew a crowd of people from across the political spectrum. George Dempsey of Williamsburg said he wanted to be informed. He said he's concerned about the environment.
I think it's wonderful that two different factions like this can come together. This is what America's all about and not being divided.
John Finnemore of Altoona said he doesn't miss voting in midterm elections.
Right now we're being taxed to hell and back.
He said he was disappointed in Governor Wolf for not getting money for the state from a tax on natural gas fracking. He lives with his children and grandchildren and said how the upcoming election turns out is very important to him.
I believe Judy is very well-spoken and very well-liked in this area. I'd like to see what Emily has to offer. I mean, I'm open-minded. I like a spirited debate, and I like to hear what both candidates have to offer.
The candidates got to weigh in on a range of issues, including property rights, the dairy industry, education, and taxes. Ward said making Pennsylvania more business-friendly is a passion for her. The state, she said, has a high corporate tax rate, and permitting takes too long.
We need to be business-friendly, and in doing so, we will attract jobs to our state. People will have employment, people will pay taxes, people will be off the welfare rolls and working.
Best said if she's elected, reforming how the legislative districts are drawn would be a top priority.
We're going to have a hard time passing anything if communities are divided and, you know, the legislators keep, gerrymandering and picking their constituents and keeping us divided.
Andrew Katz of the Altoona area said he hasn't decided how he'll vote.
I enjoyed listening to both of them. I thought they're both wonderful people and would be very good for this state.
The district is viewed as very Republican, something Best jokingly whispered about during her closing remarks.
Well, I know that running as a Democrat doesn't happen a lot around here.
But she said the event helps bring democracy to life, a reason why she's running. Ward, who currently has a seat in the state house, said the event gave people a chance to hear from the candidates.
I think it's just a good opportunity to just come together and discuss issues and let the people decide where they stand on those issues.
The election is November 6th. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.